こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。1個目、パンデミックから政治に至るまで陰謀論を信じる人が近年増加しているという論調が見られますが、プロスワンに掲載されたマイアミ大学の研究で1966年から現在までの世論調査を分析したところ、陰謀論を信じる人の全体的な割合も陰謀論的な思考の平均レベルも増加していませんでした。年代とともに特定の陰謀論の人気が上下するという変化は見られ、52個の陰謀論のうち13個の人気は優位に増加していましたが、陰謀論を信じる人の割合や陰謀論の対象となるグループの種類などにおいてはむしろ減少傾向が見られました。
Given what has transpired with the pandemic and in politics, many people believe that the number of so-called conspiracy theorists has been increasing in recent years. However, in a study published in PLOS ONE,Researchers at Miami University analyzed data from 1966 until today and found that both the proportion of people who believe in conspiracy theories as well as tendencies towards conspiracy thinking have not increased, but rather they are trending downwards. While specific conspiracy theories become more or less popular over time, of the 52 included in the study, 13 of them have increased in popularity.
So...だから、まあ、この論文も陰謀論を信じる人が、まあ、一定数いること自体はもちろん問題というかであって、その全然いないですよみたいなことを言ってるわけではないんだけど、
うん、
まあ、いろんなところでその、ね、陰謀論を信じている人がすごい増えているみたいな、うん、言説があって、過去の研究でアメリカ人の 73% が今陰謀論が out of control であるって考えてるとか、 59% が25年前よりも人々が陰謀論を信じる傾向があるっていうふうに答えてて、うん、実際本当にそうなのかっていう。
Are those people considered conspiracy theorists for thinking that conspiracy theories are out of control?
どうだろうね。まあそれはコンスピラシーであるというか、
If they do think that, they're right then, right? Because there's so many of them. It's like 73% of the population believes this.
Yeah.
They're like the biggest group of conspiracy theorists.
そうとも言える。で、他にも過去の研究で、まあみんなが考えているよりも陰謀論は widespread ではないとか、みんなが思っている印象よりは影響力がないとか、人々が推測するほど陰謀論はシェアされていないみたいなのがあって、だからみんなちょっと多く見積もっている。でみんなが多く見積もってるから、それがこうね、印象としてものすごい、もう大量の人が陰謀論を信じてるっていうような感じに思ってる人が多いみたいな。
How did this happen? How did this idea that there are conspiracy theorists everywhere, like how did that become so prevalent?
まあ、ソーシャルメディアとかじゃない？もう発信する場がね、すごい増えたから、普通の人がこんなに発信するって人類の歴史上今までないから、例えば、なんだろう。ブラックデスとかさ、まあ、他にも昔のパンデミックとか、まあ、エイズとかもあったし、その時も散々陰謀論ってあったと思うけど、そんなにみんなが声高に発信する場がないというか、世界に向かってね、なんか叫ぶことがやりたくてもできなかったから、せいぜいチラシを配るとかさ、なんか街に立ってメガフォンみたいなのでなんか言うとかぐらいじゃない？だから、ああ一部の人なんだなって感じだったけど、今はこう、ね、何回かネットで目にするだけでも、わあすごいみんなが言ってるっていうふうに感じるっていうのはもちろんあるはずだから。
What was your sense of the prevalence prior to seeing this study? Are you in the 73% that's thinking this is kind of out of control?
まあ、そう感じる時もあ、まあ、特にパンデミックの時とかはそう感じた時もあったけど、今はでも、まあ、逆にこれがコンフィーメーションバイアス、何コンフィームしてくれた感じはあるかも。なんかまあそうだよなって、そこまでやばかったらもう崩壊してそうみたいな、
うん、
そう、なんか私たちの世代特にさ、もっととんでもない話いっぱいあったじゃん、テレビとかでやっちゃってたじゃんそれを、その何お化けの写真とかさ、
うん、
あなんか映り込んでいますとか言って、で専門家とか言ってめっちゃ怪しいおじさんとか出てきてさ、これはこの家に霊がついていてとかを大真面目にテレビとかでやってたから、それと比べて今の方がやばいかっていうとそうでもないというか、逆にこんなの嘘じゃんって分かる人が増えたから嘘が目立つというかさ、それをスライドできる人が少なくなってるっていうことかなって
How do you think the character of these conspiracy theories has changed with each generation? Because we had maybe JFK was the biggest one.
Yeah, so ここでもね、50何個も挙げてたけど、例えば、あ、だから最近になって流行してるものと流行が廃れてるものがあるわけだよね。ね。
Mm-hmm.
で、例で言うと、ちょっと増えてるのはエイリアンと実は接触しているけどそれが隠されているとか、
うん、
ジョン・レノン、カート・コベイン、トゥーパックとかの有名人を政府が暗殺しているとか、ケネディ暗殺には他にも関与した人がいる、月への着陸は嘘であるとか、
Those are older.
は減ってない、
right. うん、
逆に例えば OJ シンプソン、うんは警察に陥れられたんだとか、サンディフックの事件で何か隠している人がいるとか、ワクチンの危険性、5G の危険性が隠されているみたいなのは減ってるんだよね。
うん、
だから、まあ、どの時代にも陰謀論っていうのはあるんだけど、人気があるやつと人気がないやつが、まあ、こう、変わってってるっていう。
9/11 was a really big one. I remember people were saying that jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams.People
yeah, yeah.
were talking about Building 7. A lot of people, I mean, this is just my impression at the time, but it seemed like a lot of people didn't, they thought something was weird about Building 7 or that no plane had actually hit the Pentagon or that it's an inside job, you know.
Yeah. So, だから、まあ、多分何か事件とかがあってガーってね、人気が出るもののそこまで人気を保つことができないものもいっぱいあるだろうし、まあ、このエイリアンのやつとかっていうのはさ結構、ね、何十年もその何か特定の事件とかっていうわけじゃないから結構プ
レスティス
してる、あ、そうね、そう、ロズウェルとか、まあそういうね、何かあってっていうのもあるけど、まあ、それがなかったとしても、まあ、結構普遍的なテーマであるから、
I think it was sort ofIt's like Roswell, a lot of military technology was being developed in the 50s and 60s. Literal
yeah.
classified stealth bombers, the SR-71, supersonic aircraft, stealth aircraft were being developed secretly by the government. And everyone knows that now, obviously. But
yeah.
it's presumed that people saw those craft and talked about it, which created rumors.And then there was the Area 51 thing where this military newspaper published a newspaper with a picture of what was alleged to be a crashed UFO. And then, you know, that was retracted or something. And then they made the X-Files TV show, which really got aliens in everyone's head. And, you
yeah.
know, there are a lot of factors. Or there's just, you know, it's true and then there's aliens. I don't know which...is the case, but
yeah. そうだから、そこまみんなが思ってるほど陰謀論が広がってないっていうのの理由として、もう一つ、その陰謀論をそもそも信じるためには二つ、まずベースとしてのなんていうの、要素がないといけなくて、一つはまずその陰謀論を 信じやすい人であるっていうこと。でさらにそこに加えて、その特定のテーマもしくはそれを拡散しているソースにもともと興味がある、この2つが重なった時にそれを信じるっていう傾向にあって、だここではオンラインでの陰謀論はpersuade するっていうよりかは reinforce existing views、 だもともと持ってたものが強化されるっていう方が強いから、全く思ってなかったところに急に persuade される人ももちろんいるはいるけど、そんなに大人数を長期間 retain するのは多分簡単ではないっていう、
What percentage of the big conspiracy theories do you think are true?
まあこの52個見てて、まあ中にはまあ本当のやつもあるのかなって、その、まあ、暗殺系とかさ、例えばそのマリリン・モンローとかもそうだけど、そういうのはまああってもおかしくないんじゃないかなって思うけど。
Do you have like personal preference? Like you're not really about the elite lizard people, but you're more interested in like,
no,
you know, Princess Diana.
Yeah, that, yeah, そうね。そういう方がありえそうだなって思っちゃう。そう、Princess Diana とかマリリン・モンローとかそういうこう変なタイミングで亡くなる。
Right. Like、Bruce それが
本当に偶然の確率可能性 もちろんあるし、何かねされちゃってる可能性もあるんじゃないかなって思う時はある。
Do you think Epstein、so. took himself out?
いや、そう、Epstein、いやいや、そう、Epstein とか絶対殺されただろうって思ってるし。
Are you a conspiracy theorist? Like, who decides which one is the truth and which one's the conspiracy theory?
まあでも、theory だから別になんていうの、陰謀論者イコール悪いではないっていうかさ、you know? ただそういう theory を自分の中で持ってる、その根拠はないけど、根拠というか証拠はないけど、何らかの根拠を持ってそうじゃないかなっていう theory を持ってる。
But these researchers assume that all of these theories are false.Because in their polls, they're combining it with misinformation. You know, they literally ask, they literally call what they're asking people like misinformation, and they mix it with the conspiracy theories, right?
Right. まあどっかで線を引かないといけないから、多分研究の時はそのオフィシャルに発表されている内容と異なるものっていうふうにカテゴライズしてるんじゃない？じゃないと。
What's the definition
of a, 誰にも答えわかんないってなると。
What's the definition of a conspiracy theory? It's just a theory that some people work together, did something bad.
だからオフィシャルに発表されてる内容と異なる。
What's who's official?
ものをテーリーとして持ってるってことじゃない
？But who's official? Like the government?
Yeah, or
like some committee?
Yeah, I guess.だそれが本当かどうかは別として、そのオフィシャルに言われてるものとは違うセオリーを持っているっていうのが定義じゃない？じゃないとそもそもその定義がなくなっちゃうから。
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
I don't know. まあ若い時の方がね、今はすごい陰謀論って日本語でも言われるけどさ、なんていうの、都市伝説とかさ、まさにそういうのいっぱいあったじゃん、なんかフリーメイソンがどうのこうのとか、なんだろう、そう、若い時はなんかいろいろ、あ、でもやっぱピラミッドかな。
yeah,
That's my favorite one. Yeah, yeah.、That's so crazy, but it's really fun.
I like that, but the 2001 version.That the jump from, you know, like animals to consciousness、was some sort like of extraterrestrial intervention.
Monkey mushroom theory とか。
I like that theory too.
Yeah. そういう楽しいやつは、ね、なんかまあ、 信じれてるかそうかなって思ったところで別に誰にも害が及ばないやつはただのエンターテインメントとして全然ありだと思ってる派だけど。
I like theories that I think are objectively the most probable explanation. But a lot of things that are, when things are called conspiracy theories, it's kind of assumed that this is, that this person is reaching for a less probable explanation for something that could be explained in a much more normal way, you know?
まあその言葉に持ってるイメージもそれぞれ違うだろうしね。その陰謀論っていうとか陰謀論者っていう言葉自体に。
So here's the Oxford Dictionary definition. A belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event.
まあ、さっぱりしてるね。
Well, it seems like I feel like the colloquial use of that word is a bit different from the dictionary definition.
そうね。まあ変わっちゃってはいるよね。元はそうだったかもしれないけど。
Have you seen the new Google text to AI tool?
No.
I think it's called Imagen or maybe Imagen or something.
Okay.
And it's similar to the Facebook one, except that it's much better. So you can put in any text prompt, and it'll generate a somewhat realistic video from that. Which, of course, is going to... I don't know if that's going to increase... You know, technology may have, like you were saying about social media... But these technologies may empower people who wish to spread certain types of conspiracy theories that
right.
may give them leverage, even if it's just in the short term, right? So like
yeah.
disinformation of some sort.
Yeah, yeah. まあ、ただやっぱ一旦こういう論文みたいにちょっと落ち着いて考えたい部分はあるというか、例えば、うちの my father-in-law とか、like when he thinks about Trump とか like American government in general, the stress level is insane. Like he gets so stressed out, like visibly stressed out, and that's really concerning for me because I don't want him to be stressed out. I want him to stay happy.
Right.
So, まあこういう情報はちょっとたまに大事かなっていうか、まあそこまでなんていうのもう。世界の終わりみたいな、まあ、もちろんいろんな問題はあるし戦争も起きてるし、確かにその悲観的に見る材料はいろんなところに転がってはいるんだけど、ただみんなが持ってる印象と実際のところに乖離してる時もあるから、あまりにも悲観しすぎるとちょっとね自分のメンタルヘルスに良くないというか。
Right.
So
It is important to think about, you know, what you believe in and sort of be pragmatic about, you know, I mean, to some degree you can't help what you believe, but there are some rabbit holes that maybe don't need to be explored, you know, like you can go too far on certain things. And I think among people on the political left and political right, there's mutual accusation of, you know, conspiratorial thinking. I don't know if everyone's right or no one's right or they're both exaggerating or what necessarily.
Yeah, yeah. そう、あまりにそこにね、吸い込まれすぎるともただただ自分が消耗してしまうだけになって、別に何も生み出しているわけでもないから。そう、これは結構いい。研究だなって個人的に。
You think it's natural? Like this is natural? Like it'll always be this way?
まあそうじゃない。結構、まあ especially with social media, I guess. まあ、こういうのがすごいなんていうの何倍にもなって見えちゃうみたいな効果っていうのは続くだろうから。
You know, I think it's really hard to keep up with everything that's going on and to have all your facts straight.
Yeah.
And to not fall into believing something that isn't true. I think it's very, very hard. And yeah, yeah. a lot of people, you know, they're working most of the day. They don't really have time or the ability to just research, you know. I mean, who do you listen to? There's experts and people saying things on all sides. And, you know, I think we just need to appreciate it's, you know, if I meet someone and they agree with me on everything, I should be very impressed. Or, you know, something like this is, that should not be the expectation that people believe the same things I do. Even if I think that I'm right, you know?
Yeah, yeah. そうね、だから、まあ、あと何でもね速報でこう情報が入ってきちゃってまだちゃんと中身が確定してない時にみんなが拡散してるから、この間例えばこっちで朝だったんだっけ、まあ、とにかく韓国の事件があったじゃん、ハロウィンの、
うん、
その時に、まあ、コリアっていう風にこっちでもトレンドになっててツイッターでチェックしてものすごいことになってたじゃん、もう動画も写真も全部上がって、で何が起きたのかいろんな説があって、まあそういう時にこう一旦そのね置いとくというか、さ結論を自分の中で出さずに、あ何があったのかまだ分かんないんだでとどめとくっていうかさ、それなんかふわふわさせとく技術みたいなのが結構大事なのかなと思って、それは子供にも教えないといけないなと思って、その何か見てすぐ飛びついて、あこうらしい、ああらしいとかやってるともう自分も疲れるし持たないし、まあ嘘の情報を人に言っちゃうことにもつながるから。
I saw a lot of different theories about, you know, what happened there, and people had all kinds of different, you know, their own, they heard from someone that was there, or they, at least they claim they did. And yeah, I think it's important to keep in mind that when something happens, there's a process of trying to decipher what exactly occurred. And no one should be too certain, you know, at least immediately after something happens like that, because it can be counterproductive.
Yeah. So that特にやっぱそういうソーシャルメディアだと早く情報を出すことにインセンティブがあるじゃん、あこの人情報早いって思われたいみたいなだからそれでみんながねこうもういかに自分が早く情報を出すかみたいな、早く拡散したいとかそういうのがあるからもうちょっとね落ち着いて、まあ、patience 大事ですよねと思ったけど。
There was a I just want to mention another example of this. I don't know if people would appreciate this example, but you know that Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked. And all people are digging up all kinds of details about the suspect involved. And a bunch of people are claiming that they have this political affiliation, or a bunch of people are claiming they have this other political affiliation. Some people are saying that they were friends, or they were dating, or some people are saying they didn't know each other, or why are they in their underwear? And you can see people's preconceptions about this sort of materialize in whatever conclusions they want to jump to at this point.
イーロンまでも批判されてたもんね。
He did tweet some ridiculous article that
to Clinton
raises a flag on the topic. But I think that was more of a meta move than just like he's endorsing that theory. I think he asterisked it within his message, didn't he?
I don't know. I mean, he deleted it. So
yeah, people are allowed to be wrong. I mean, I don't think people should be censored for speculating and being wrong, you know?
I know, but I think みんながびっくりしたのはやっぱそのツイッターを買ってるで、しかもすごいメディアリテラシーがあるとみんなは まあ、ある程度思ってる人ですらこんなリンクをシェアするんかっていう多分衝撃があって、まあ、話題になったと思うんだけど、
だ
誰でもねそういう変なものに引っかかるというか、そう、いや、次、米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたピッツバーグ大学およびカーネギーメロン大学の研究で、通常脳は左右で機能が分かれていますが、どちらか半分だけでどこまでその機能を補えるのかを理解する試みとして、子どもの頃に脳の半分を摘出する手術を受けた人々40人を対象に調査が行われました。その結果、脳の半分を失っても単語や顔を正しく認識できていることが明らかになりました。人間は年を重ねるにつれて左右の脳の役割がますます専門性を高めていき、左半球は文字を読むこと、右半球は顔認識など異なる役割を成熟させ、年配になると神経可塑性に限界がやってきます。実験では単語認識能力を評価するために、ソープとスープ、タンクとタックなど1文字だけ異なる言葉のペアを見せ、また顔認識能力を確認するために顔写真のペアを見せました。どちらもスクリーンに一瞬だけ映し出され、ペアがそれぞれマッチしているかどうか判断してもらいました。するとコントロール群と比較して正解度の差は 10% 未満で、正解度は 80% を超えており、脳の片側だけで両方の機能を担っていることが分かり、脳の半分を失うことイコール脳の機能が半分失われるわけではないことが確認されました。
The two hemispheres of the brain typically perform different functions. In order to investigate the capabilities of each hemisphere of the brain on its own, researchers at the University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon University recruited 40 people who had hemispherectomies when they were children.The research is published in the American Academy of Sciences. The study found that even after losing one hemisphere of the brain, people could recognize both words and faces. As people get older, the left side of the brain tends to control reading text, and the right side controls facial recognition. Furthermore, neuroplasticity diminishes with age. In the experiment, words differing by only one letter, such as soap and soup,or tank and tack, were shown in pairs, followed by pictures of faces shown in pairs. These were only shown for a moment, and subjects were asked whether they matched. They found that subjects were only 10% worse than the control, with an accuracy over 80%, suggesting that losing half of your brain does not mean you lose half of your brain function.
So, うちらはね、もう遅いと思うんだけどね。今半分なくなっちゃったらもう終わりだけど、そう、子供のうちならプラスティシティが、可塑性が強い、高いからどうにかなりますよっていう。今までもこういう手術を受けた人を対象にした研究っていうのはあるんだけど、元の分母が多分すごい少ない、めちゃくちゃレアな手術だから、
うん、
基本的には数人を対象にする研究が多いんだよね。だからこの40人っていうのはすごい珍しい、
うん、
すごい多い。だからまあなんかネットとかを使う、多分これ遠隔でやったのかな、多分それで40人もテストすることができたみたいな、
うん、said something about telemedicine or telehealth or some sort of remote medical technology that enabled this, soas a silver lining to the pandemic.
脳っていうのはもう生まれながらにしてその機能を備えているのか、それとも成熟していって環境をいろいろ経験する中でその機能を組織化するのかみたいなテーマなんだけど、
うん、
そうだから全然、あ、半分なくなっちゃったってなったらどうにかして脳がリワイアしてくれるっていう。
Yeah. すごいね。We're too old, so we should, I guess we still have to worry
about this. うちらはダメ。もう全然ダメ。だからそう、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかで、ね、脳梗塞になると、何か例えばどっちかにダメージがあって、字が読めなくなっちゃうとかそういうのがあるわけだよね。それはだからその神経可塑性がもう、そこまではちょっともう無理ですみたいな。
うん。
そう。 可塑性って言うとすごい難しい言葉だけど、プラスティシティだったらね、分かりやすいよね。
Neuroplasticity。
いや、こういうの多いよね。こう英語だったら聞いてすぐイメージできるけど、日本語だとなんだこれみたいな。
うん。Yeah, it,
yeah.
The brain is very, well, we're sort of, we have chirality. We have left and right. We're symmetric, but not really, because it's not exactly the same. We have handedness. Mm. Sort of so. like particles have spin or something. Like we have this weird bias.
Yeah.
And I think like 97% of human beings on, it's estimated that around 97% of people have their language processing in the left hemisphere. Even among left-handed people, I think it's like 70% or something. It's less, but it's still the vast majority.
Yeah. なんか半分テキストしてると MRI の画像も当然半分こう真っ暗というかさ、映ってないんだよね。だからわすごいって感じだけど、あの会って喋ったりしてる分には何も分かんない脳が半分しかないっていうことを全く感じさせないぐらい、あの全然喋ったりとかもちろんできるし、もうあなたと私と一緒みたいな。だからそこまで脳がちゃんと適応してくれるっていう。
Do you know if,
子供の頃なら。
That, so one, what is this really difficult word that I,
Hemispherectomy.
Hemispherectomy. Yeah, so they remove one hemisphere of the brain.
They either remove or I think they sever the その間.
So is that brain tissue like alive? If it's, because severing it, it has a different name as a medical procedure, because both halves of the brain actually stay alive, whereas ectomy means it's actually removed.
Right. So in this study, I think these 40 people were. あのどっちかないけど、その転換の治療としてやる場合はその半分取る場合とセバーする場合がある。
うん。
セバーしたら多分あのフィロソフィカルゾンビの思考実験があるけど、まあ、そういう状態なのかな。
It's called split brain.
Right.
And there have been cases of people that are born that way, and they actually have some disagreement in what the left and right hemisphere want to do.
Mm.
It's actually two minds.
Right,
two
right.
separate minds are in the same body.
Right.
So it's almost like being conjoined twins or something.
Right. そうだよね。だからそうなると。
It's like two people almost. Right? Because if you can be a person with one half and you have the two halves there and it's a split brain, isn't that like having two, isn't that like two people? Would you consider that two
maybe,
people?
Maybe in those cases you can do facial recognition on both とか? Like both brains, like both half the brain will sort of try to make up for the other one in case the other one's not working.
Well, they don't.
They're not communicating with each other, right? So I wonder how that works.
They have separate perception and like they control different eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there was someone named Kim Peek who was like a well-known savant genius who was born as a split brain person.
Okay.
But he could memorize twice as much as anyone else, and when he would read a book, his like one hemisphere would read one page and the other hemisphere would read the other page. And somehow,
So I don't think his 分をメイクアップしようとしてこうダブルになるみたいな It's like the double version of this study, right?
Yeah, and so there's some issue with the connection between those two hemispheres. I mean, Kim Peek might have had some other anomalous development of his brain other than just the split brain phenomenon because it was because he was born that way. Yeah,
brain's weird. But
it has implications for society, like the way our species functions too, you know? Like
なんかね、全然思い出せないんだけど、他にもあるんだよね、こういうケース結構そのなんか事故とかで脳をなんか結構な大部分なくなっちゃってでもうこれ絶対この人もう喋れないでしょみたいになったのに全然普通に喋ってる人とか、そのあれもうその部分ないんですけどみたいなでもなんとかして脳がリワイルしてくれて
I think
それ昔どっかで見てでもそれはね子供じゃなくて大人だったと思うんだよねだから結構ミステリーみたいな、
It depends which side is damaged I thinkto a large degree. So if the right hemisphere is damaged, it's quite likely that the person will retain their language faculties and they will seem much more coherent. If they damage the left hemisphere, they're going to appear much less capable to everyone else.
そうだよね。Yeah, so this was, it said, これはそのこの手術をしなきゃいけない、まあ、選択を迫られている親にとっては朗報みたいな感じで書いてあったけど、まあそれはそうだよねっていう。So, yeah.
Brain's weird. Do you think maybe politics is like the left and right brain of society in a way?
I don't know.
Is there a more sort of system-based, sort of procedural language, sort of legal side, you know, legal prioritization versus a more intuitive, artistic, emotional side, you know, like,Maybe. I don't know if it's a good metaphor or not, but certainly we see that certain fields have a certain political lean. And people might argue which is which.
But, yeah.
they might find it offensive.
そう、どっちがどっちだ。あんまそういう感じには思わないけど、私は。
What do you think is going on with politics and the brain, like do you think something special is going on there? Like a lot of research has suggested that there is something special going on there.
Yeah, 普通に survival じゃない?ただ単に。その何かをガンガン変えた方が survive できるっていう派と、いや。
And what about soccer games?What about people taking sides in sports and rooting for teams and all this stuff? It's not about survival at all, but it has almost it has a very similar dynamic, doesn't it?
Well,
there are plenty of people that care about politics where they're going to survive and be fine either way, honestly.
But it could affect you directly, especially if you're...struggling financially.
I absolutely think that politics sort of invokes some peculiar brain activity that has to do with sort of a group alliance and you know.
Yeah, I think that's survival and identity. Like a lot of people, you know, feel like their identity is tied very strongly with a particular party, and so, you know, that's why you get emotional and you get invested and you get offended when the party's attacked, or, you know.
Do you feel
it's just survival?
Do you feel like you're more left or right brain, or do you feel like your hemispheres are balanced, or like do you need to balance them?
一時期流行ったよね、 そういうの。 そういうの。 なんか、 あなたは右脳 タイプ、 あなたは左脳 タイプみたいな。
There's some nonsense in that.
でも、
that speculation, but
全然わかんないよね。
But there are people that we would say are maybe left brain biased or right brain biased compared to other people.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think of myself as a super logical person.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Do you think you're sort of in the middle, or? Because if someone identifies as an artist, they may consider themselves more right brain.
Yeah.
Than left.
Well, I'm not an artist. I'm not this like super cool, just 感覚だけで生きてますみたいな. But then I'm also not this like really smart, logical person, like 超合理主義者みたいな. So
what are you? Like,
I would say that I'm more towards the right brain person, if there's such a thing. But yeah.
Yeah, you know, I wonder how much truth there is to that idea.
Yeah.
But certainly people who are very good speakers, like amazing, you know, at expressing themselves, speaking eloquently, those people have a lot of high-level activity in their left hemisphere, right? Presumably. And then extremely artistic people, musicians perhaps, may have, you know, some sort of accentuated activity in the right hemisphere. And we exercise each hemisphere differently depending on our profession, our hobbies, our interests.
Ma, if you think about certain like social or political issues, それもさ自分がどっちよりかその感情論で考えたい問題なのかそうじゃないのかとかも違うじゃん。 全部の問題を同じレベルのその合理的さが感情論で考えてるわけじゃないというか。 So,
but there are people that say, you know, your feelings don't matter, or facts don't care about your feelings, and try to be sort of very, I don't know, logical or rational about things. But
yeah,
but I think feelings do matter, and they sort of should be accounted for in the reasoning.
Yeah, 絶対そうだよ。法律とかも結局そうじゃん。 その感情がもう関係ないんだったら全然多分違う内容になってると思うというか、その刑罰とか。
Depends how strong the feelings are, but when people have strong feelings, you know, it starts to matter. You know, so
yeah. まあそりゃそうだね。まあ自分にどんぐらいrelevantかどうかとかにもよるしね。 次。
According to researchers at the Geneva University Hospitals and the University of Geneva in Switzerland, nightmares can be mitigated by playing the sound of a single piano chord, which has a positive memory association. The researchers asked 36 subjects diagnosed with nightmare disorder to rewrite their most frequent nightmares to have a positive outcome. During this, half of the subjects were played a sound in order to form a positively associated trigger. For the next 2 weeks, subjects wore a wireless headband which would detect sleep stages and play the sound during REM sleep, reactivating the positive memory. The researchers found that the group which underwent targeted memory reactivation had less frequent nightmares and more positive dream emotions than the control group, with the effects persisting for more than 3 months.
スイスのジュネーブ大学病院とジュネーブ大学の研究で、睡眠中にポジティブな記憶と関連のあるピアノの和音を一つ鳴らすだけで悪夢を鎮められることが明らかになりました。チームは悪夢障害と診断された36人の被験者に最もよく見る悪夢の内容を尋ね、その悪夢の結末をポジティブなものに書き換えてもらいました。その際、被験者の半数にはポジティブな関連性を形成するために特定の音を聞かせ、その後2週間ワイヤレスヘッドバンドを装着してもらい、被験者がレム睡眠に入った段階で同じ音を流してポジティブな記憶を再度活性化させました。その結果、音を流したグループはコントロール群に比べ悪夢を見る頻度が減り、夢の中での感情もポジティブになり、その効果はその後3ヶ月以上持続していました。
Yep.
すごいね。めっちゃありがたいじゃん。
So the degree of improvement here, on average they went from 3 nightmares per week to 0.19 nightmares per week.
すごいじゃん。
Yeah, and that's combining the imagery reversal therapy.Which is sort of rewriting the nightmare narrative、
mm.
and the targeted memory reactivation.、
Mm-hmm.
So it works.
Wearable とかでね、睡眠トラックしてる人だったら、それとなんかアプリとかで連携させてできそうだよね。レムになったらこの音流してくれみたいな、
mm-hmm.
やっとけば。
Yeah, so generally people are considered to have nightmare disorder if they have one or more nightmares per week on average,、
mm.
Which is estimated to be about 4% of the population.、
Mm. I think I had a similar situation when I was depressed.、
Mm.
もう寝るたんびに悪夢見るみたいなさ、
mm-hmm.
で本当に過呼吸とかなったり、ううとかなって、もう夫がびっくりして、大丈夫大丈夫みたいな、
uh-huh.
それが週に何回かあるっていう感じだったけど、本当自分ではねどうしようもないから、こういうふうに無理やりにでも外部からこの音を聞けみたいなやってくれて、それで抜け出せるんだったら最高だよね。めちゃくちゃありがたいよね、うん。
Yeah, so the sound they're playing, they played chord C69.
Okay.
And they would play it every 10 seconds during REM.
Hmm.
So quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not enough to wake you up, but your brain is capable of triggering the positively associated memory, the rewritten version of your dream, right?
でもなんか不思議じゃない？その最近の論文でさ、やっぱ寝てる間にすごい音を聞いてるみたいなの多いじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
思ったより聞こえてるみたいな。でもそのなんていうんだろう、レム睡眠に入ってる時に今リアルタイムで流れてる音によって今そのポジティブな感情が生まれて。何リアルタイムで夢を操作で、まあ、操作というか、
mm-hmm.
影響を与えることができるってさ、どういう仕組みって感じだけど、
huh.
その悪夢を例えばもう見始めてます、あいつものこの展開怖いやつみたいな時にこの音聞いたらさ、見てる本人的にはどうなるんだろうね。その夢が急に終わるのか、終わって全然違うものになるのか、うん、それとも夢の内容がちょっとあいつもだったらこういう怖い展開になるけどなんか全然違う展開になったなみたいなことなのかな。
So in human beings have something called a fear extinction response. And basically, that we extinguish, we reduce the fear that we experience. Well, how should I say this? The same fearful experience will have a diminishing effect on us over time.
Mm, right.
And we have mechanisms for introducing novelty or changing the narrative somehow to avert a fearful memory. Mm. And the human brain does this naturally. But in certain conditions, the brain fails to do this. We don't know why. But when you have a dysfunctioning fear extinction response, then you just have the same nightmare. Your fear response to that stimuli is not diminishing, even though the stimuli is not novel.
Mm.
So some people just, their fear extinction response is not working correctly, and we don't know how to fix it. So right. Using this cognitive behavioral therapy, you're sort of doing what that response would do, but you're doing it manually. You're forcing right. that to happen by creating this association.
Hmm.
So that fear extinction response is sort of the basis for this approach.
So I'm thinking the recurring dream that I was having, one of them was sand in my mouth, right? Or my teeth are falling off and I can't spit them out no matter what I do. And it's so uncomfortable and scary. But I would assume that there's a cause of having that dream to begin with.
Yeah.
So I guess my question would be like, quite the guy から何かインフルエンスしてその例えば特定のその砂口に砂みたいなそれが diminish したところで元々のカーズが取り除かれてない場合じゃあまた違う種類のnightmareを見始めるのかそれともこの1個だけ overcome したらもう単純にnightmareを見る頻度がその後ずっと減るってことなのかな、まあ、この研究だと3ヶ月は少なくとも3ヶ月は効果が持続したってなってるけど、
mm. There was some reduction in the effect over time, so you may need to do it again、mm. But I think
do they start seeing the same old nightmare or do they have acompletely different one?
Well,
did it say?
At some point you want the new memory to be stronger, right? And you have the trigger for that, which plays during REM sleep. And so I think you're trying to condition the mind, you know, with that external trigger. To remember the positive version that you created. And that positive version, you have to revisit that every single day. There's a CBT process that takes like 5 minutes that they had to do every day for, I think, during the 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And that repetition is what makes that memory so strong. The reinterpreted version.
Right.
So you're sort of manipulating your brain into breaking out of this pattern of going to that nightmare.
But that alone cannot help. Like that alone is not enough. You need the sound. Is that more like the nail in the coffin? Like, 最後.
So without the sound, it went from 2.58 per week on average to 1.02 per week on average. With the sound, The group with the sound went from 2.94 to 0.19. So the improvement with the
sound,
the targeted memory reactivation, that was much more effective.
Right.
They're both effective.
逆に言うと、そうだよね。音がなんかこれが今すぐできない人は、その口の中に砂が入って取り出せない。何をしても出てこない。でそれをもう好きなシナリオに書き換えて毎日それを考えればもしかしたらちょっとマシになるかもしれないってことだよね。
How would you rewrite that? How would you create a happy ending on that?
なんかジャリジャリしてもペッペッてしてペッペッてしてもずっと入ってる。なんか気づいたらゼリーみたいなんか固まってツルンって全部出てきて、あ、すっきりしたみたいな。そういう感じにしたい。
Yeah, so you're taking the bad story and you're sort of embedding it in a much better story.
Yeah, right? そうだよね。Yeah. でも空には虹みたいなさ。
Yeah, there's like unicorns and...
Yeah, 最高だ。キラキラキラみたいな。
Yeah.
そうだね。
It doesn't need to be... I don't know, totally realistic or make sense, you know.
いやそれだってもともとのナイトメアがリアリスティックじゃないんだから
Yeah, but it, you know, oftentimes nightmares feel quite real
In the moment, yeah
Yeah, when you're having them So, you know, I used to have nightmares that I was being chased by the Tesla bot Not the Tesla bot, but Terminator, right? And this, I would be on the train and the Terminator is just coming to the next car, to the next carAnd I'm like at the end of the train. And I'm like, do I jump off the train? We're going so fast. And the Terminator is just getting closer and closer. And people are like, you know, just getting grabbed with one hand and just launched through the window. You know, like it's a Terminator. It's so strong, right?
And, ものすごくハリウッド映画的だよね。
Well, this is when I was like 12 or something. Like I had this nightmare.But it can't be stopped. There's no way to stop it. So the inevitability, this inevitable force in the world is just gonna come and just crush me no matter what I do. And that idea just was like terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got over it. I don't haveTerminator dreams. I switched to alien dreams for a while. And I would have dreams that I was being abducted by aliens. And then I'd wake up and not know if I had been abducted by aliens or not because it felt super real. And the aliens even put me back in my bed.
So
it's like there's nothing to tell me that this abduction thing didn't happen.
Maybe you were. You wouldn't know.I've been thinking about this, like, ever since my son was very small, we would, you know, he has books about, well, books, てか、前に多分文句言ったけど、子供用の番組でお化けよく出てくるからさ。And he would ask me if ghosts are real, and I've been really clear about it. Like, ghosts are not real. I mean, we don't know. Some people think that it's real, but I don't think it's real. I've never seen it.And monsters are not real. It's just in stories. Don't worry about it. Vampires are not real. Don't worry about it. And so he's really chill about it. Like he's not scared of anything. And so there was a Halloween event at this huge park in Chiswick. And we went there and it's really dark, spooky decorations all over the place. It's ghosts and then there are real human actors acting as witch and, you know, headless person on a horse, all kinds of things. And he's not scared at all. He's just like, oh, this is not real. You know, this is... He's not, like, jaded or anything. And he's not, like, cocky about it either. He's just... He can have fun, but then he doesn't believe that they're real. So, therefore, he's not scared. なんかその時に、ちょっとは怖い方がでも楽しいのかなとかこれでいいのかなって思う時はあって まあ、エンザイリーがないからその方がいいのかな。
It's interesting that he believes you that way.
Oh, yeah, because I don't lie to him. Except for Santa. So we'll see about that, but...
Oh, your streak will be sullied.
Yeah, yeah.
When he finds out.
But, you know, so
but it's no fun if,
zombie.
If you don't believe or you don't get to sort of, you know, what if, you know, like there's so many ghost stories and like ghost, like I don't believe in ghosts now, but you know, when I was, I don't know, early teenager, everyone believed in ghosts. Like all
yeah,
my
and
friends
my parents
and, like,
were not clear about it. They would kind of make it vague because I think they were using it against me sometimes. Like I see a lot of young parents doing that. Yeah, like if you're not going to bed now, they'll come and eat you, you know, that kind of stuff.
You'll wake up with no feet or something.
Yeah, and sometimes I tell him like, oh, maybe, you know, the ghost will come or something, and then he'll be like, really? And I'll be like, nah, I'm just messing with you.
What about Tooth Fairy? And are you doing that?
No. Well, I don't have plans of doing that, but he still has years until he starts losing his teeth.
Are you going to be a Tooth Fairy?
いやー、やんないと思う。わかんない。うちの夫がどうしてもやりたいって言ったらやるかもしれないけど、多分別にどっちでもいいよって言いそう。
反対? Tooth Fairy?
反対っていうか、私その文化で育ってないから、やっぱお金もらえる意味がわかんない。
It makes it a, you know, like a positive experience because your teeth falling out is like traumatic and it's like a really negative thing. But you like get money. So when your next tooth is getting loose, it's like, oh, I'm about to just cash in right
now.
Your tooth falls out, you wake up, there's money under your pillow, the tooth is gone. And then you go to Dagashiya and, you know, get all the whatever snacks that you like.
I guess.
Buy some Pokemon cards or...
Like, it feels like my parents would scare me with all kinds of things and...
In like a
mean
way? I
don't know why
way?
They would...
Or like... Like laughing at you? Like...
Just... Yeah, sort of. Or, you know, they just wouldn't tell you that it's just not real and I don't have to worry about it.
Maybe they kind of believe. So, no?
I don't think so.
They didn't believe in ghosts? Neither did anyone in your family believe in ghosts? Surely your Oba-chan believed in ghosts, no? Is that like a generational thing? I feel like older people... believe in ghosts, but I could be completely wrong about that.
I think なんかその変なハンチみたいなもの?
Hunch?
Like I think my dad had something like when someone in his family dies, like grandma or great grandma, he can tell. Like he doesn't know exactly what's wrong, but he wakes up in the morning and he's like, okay, there's something wrong. Like something's wrong. And then he's feeling that all day. And then he gets a phone call and be like, oh, your great grandma died or something like that. そういうこう勘みたいなのがあるみたいなのを言ってるけど。
People here believe in like, 占いand all this stuff. Like, totally. Like, it's totally a normal thing to believe in. You know, like...
そうね。
And people believe in spirits and reincarnation, and people talk about this sort of stuff, you know? Like, when someone passes away, we, you know, there's all kinds of stories about, like, you know, the curtain moves or something, and it's like, oh, they're, you know, they're here with us or something.
Yeah. だからそれをなんか自分の中でポジティブなものとして、その例えば大好きなおばあちゃんが死んじゃって、あ、会いに来てくれたのかみたいな風に信じるのは全然いいんだけど、子供はね、なんかそれを怖く捉えちゃうこともあるから。That's why I've been really blunt about it. Like, oh, And usually the ghosts or whatever that, you know, show up in kids' contents, they're not your grandma. They're just some evil spirit or something really scary. Yeah, and they show monsters everywhere all the time. And zombies, Frankenstein, things like that. But my son always asks me, like, is this real? Is that real? Mm-hmm. So the Halloween decoration near our place, they had this huge Frankenstein doll, like taller than you. It was huge. And あの、人感センサーがついてて、人が近づくとこう、ダハハハみたいな、それで目がこうギョロギョロ動くみたいな。
Right.
それとかはちょっと、やっぱ声出したり動くとちょっと怖いじゃん。So he kind of froze and he was like, is that real? I was like, this is not real. Don't worry about it. It's not going to move.
Was it a robot or like what?
Yeah. Just a doll. Like, just super huge. Very intimidating.
And, robots can be pretty scary.
Yeah. So I shared a video on Instagram. Instagram に載せたけど、その Jurassic World Exhibition っていうのが今ロンドンでやって、来年日本でやるっぽいけど、それもさ、結構な迫力、もうめっちゃでかい T-Rex とか、Raptor も人が入ってるやつが、真っ暗でさ、結構、で、こう出てきて、それもだから、本物じゃないって分かってんだけど、怖いから念のために何回も聞くみたいな。That's not real, right?Is that real? That's not real, right? That's a doll. とかずっと言ってて、だそうやってやっぱ自分の気持ちを落ち着かせる方法をさ知っといた方がまあいいじゃん。
Is there a word for like the fear of robots, like robophobia or something? I feel like as there are more robots around us doing things, like they could beSort of intimidating to people, or people may have
robophobia.
Is that a real word?
Yeah, robophobia is the fear of robots, drones, robot-like mechanics, artificial intelligence, viewing a robot, being near a robot, or even just talking about robots.
I'm scared of the Tesla bot. I have to be honest. I love Tesla, and I think Elon's great. But that robot scares me. Well, like not what it is right now.Or anyone's robot, really. But if robots are everywhere and doing stuff, that doesn't freak you out? Sort of freaks me out.
You mean robots that look like humans or animals that can freely walk around?
Yeah, robots that are like learning.
Yeah, that would be scary.
And they might do something unpredictable or something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I hate it. What was that guy? SoftBank.
Pippa.Hated is a strong
word. Oh, yeah, Pippa. I really hated that guy.
Pippa's...
Looks creepy, useless.
It's not scary. It's not scary at all, though.
It's creepy. That's the thing.
You know what's creepy? When I went to... Is it Toy Kinzang? When I went to Toy Kinzang, it's like a gold mine.
Okay.
They have...humanoid robots at Toy Kinzon that are like doing like pretending to mine and stuff.
Oh.
You know? Those are terrifying.
Do they move?
Yeah. They look like people. They have like the whole like they're very realistic.
No.
But they kind of have this like you know, kind of like this head turn thing.
こっちを見てくる。あ、このモノマネみんなに見せてあげたい。
It's that head turn, like, because they know where you're going to stand when you go through the exhibit or whatever. And these robots are just sort of working, and then they both just turn their heads and look at you as they're like working the pickaxe, and their eyes are just completely glazed.
いや、グレイズじゃない方が怖いけどね、逆に。
Yeah.
生き生きしてる方が。yeah.
Yeah, but
I mean,
in that case,
I love dinosaur robots.
I know that those robots can't, like, walk over to me, right? It's, like, impossible.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
But once that's not the case, and, like, the exhibit robots, like, It's not going to, probably, but it's possible that it, like, walks over, you know, and just, grabs you. Maybe I'm being paranoid.
No, but I think that's what kids are going through, right? Even at this Jurassic World exhibition, they don't know what these robots are capable of. They don't know the shikumi behind it. So that's why they have to make sure, like, okay, this T-Rex cannot come over this fence, right? Like, it's contained, right? Like, we know that it's going to stay there, but they don't. So, or ghosts or anything, you know, zombies could be real. In their mind, like they don't know. And so actually we went to see the circus, and then there was a clown, and he was so surprised that the clowns are real. He was like, that's a clown, that's real. And I was like, yeah, I mean, clowns are kind of real, I guess. And he was like,
clowns are stunned. Real.
And then, you know, like, その子供のコンテンツでさ、やっぱそういうモンスターとかの中によく海賊が入ってんのね。So, the other day he was like, are pirates real? Like, he was like, are zombies real? Are vampires real? And I was like, no, no, no. And he was like, are pirates real? And I say, yeah. Yeah, sure, pirates are real. And he was like, what? Pirates are real?
well, not the pirates he's thinking of, probably, with like the wooden leg. Like, and
yeah, you know, they're on a ship and then they will rob you. You know, they will.
I'm the captain now.
Take your stuff. And he was like, do they come to our house? I was like, no, no, no. They're in the ocean. You know, they're on a boat. Don't worry about it. They're not going to come here. But he was like, wait, pirates are real? So, そのディスティンクションがさらに大人だったら当たり前に思ってるけど、そのゾンビと海賊の差みたいな。でもコンテンツ系だと一緒くたにされてるからさ。It's really surprising for him.
It must be different. Just you see so much stuff that's just in digital media that looks real. You know, whether it's a TV show or whatever.You know, and you're not really explicitly told what you're going to see in real life and what you're never going to see in real life, you know?
Yeah, あとやっぱ学校でさ、クイーン・エリザベスの話とかするじゃん、もちろん。で、その、テレビでニュースでもさ、じゃあプリンス・ウィリアムとか映ったりして、その、あ、じゃあプリンセス・プリンスとか、それも本当にいるんだみたいな、普通の人たちなんだみたいな。おとぎ話の存在じゃなくて、ね、王様とか全然いるし、だから確かに confusing ではあるよね。何が本当、何が本当じゃないか。だって恐竜は本物じゃん。その今はいないけど昔はいたんだよって、あんなさ、そのジュラシックワールドとか言って、あんなでかい歯がめっちゃ生えてる T-Rex とか見させられてさ、あ、これは本物ですみたいな、もうわけわかんないじゃん。
Well, you knowThe same thing is happening with, like, religion. Like, God was real for way more people, right?
Yeah, so I think I talked about this here, right? Or did I just tell you, like, one day he came home and he said, some people come back after they die. And I had already told him multiple times that, you know, when people die, that's it. They can't come back. You can't see them again. And so...Yeah, and then it turned out he was talking about Jesus, but... And so I'm being honest about it with him, too, like...
He's supposed to come back again.
Yeah, it's like some people believe it. I don't, but, you know, some people believe that's true, みたいな. But...
Isn't it weird, like, we actually don't have the answers for children?Like, we actually don't know.
Yeah,
but when you're a kid, you kind of expect that, oh, they're adults, they know what's going on. And then you grow up and you kind of find out, like, they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, so I've been telling him that, too. Like, you know, there are so many things that we don't know. You know, we're trying to figure out what's happening on Mars. You know, we don't know... we don't know this, we don't know that. And when he asks me a good question, I'll be like, yeah, that's a great question, but no one actually has an answer. And he'd be like, okay.
Well, that's where all the conspiracy theories come in, right? For adults, we don't know what's going on. And so we're looking for an explanation which invokes, you know, elite lizard people or, you know.
Right. Yeah, I think religion too. You know, my friend joined a cult a while ago. And
a while ago?
Yeah, she got out, but
okay.
At the time she had some mental health issues, and then she wanted answers. And then she met these cult people. This cult was based on Christianity, but they had answers to all of her questions. Like, they wouldn't even, like, mayo. They have all the answers. And then she fell for it. So I'm always, to me, I think it's really important to tell my son that there are things where we don't have answers for, and that's okay. That's just how it is.
How would you feel if he joined some cult? He thought it was completely real, and he was sad that you don't believe it, you know, and you think it's completely nonsense, and you think it's sad that he believes it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I would pull my hair out. I would be super stressed out, I guess, but
people have to believe something at some point in their life, don't they? Like, at least you're very much tempted to believe, like, something's going on, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, the question becomes, like, who's in control of all this, right? And then people start pointing fingers.
Right.
At different groups, you know, it's the Freemasons, it's the Illuminati, you know, it's this group, that group. There's some of that going on right now.
Faith in humanity is very important. Everyone's so nice, right? Apparently it was not the case when, you know, the parents' our generation people were kids here in London. Halloween was not common, so people would be quite mean to you if you go and ring their doorbell. But now that's not the case at all. Everyone was super nice. You know, so my son would just go up to some random people's houses and knock the door and be a trick or treat, and they would come out and be like, oh, hello, and, you know. So you not gaza. Just, yeah, if you can maintain faith in humanity, I think that really helps. If you don't have to cling on to some false hope or whatever, thinking that, oh, like, all the people are mean, no one can help me, like that kind of stuff.
Right. I mean, but people want an explanation, you know? And that could be that the earth is flat. Like, that's what's going on. That's the thing that's going on that they're not telling us, bro. It's flat.
Yeah, だからもう全部のことに答えがあるはず。今すぐ答えがないとダメみたいな。それがやっぱそうじゃないよっていうのはさ、教育で教えとくべきだと思うし、誰にもわかんないことももちろんいっぱいある。
But some people think they do know. You know, so if you say that no one knows, you're kind of offending the people that are trying to tell you about how you can find salvation and live happily ever after.
Yeah, I mean, they can just think that. It's fine. But for my son, you know, it's like, I would be honest with him and be like, okay, they think they know. They think they know. They think they have all the answers, but that's actually not the case. Don't tell them.
A company called Shift Robotics has created electric rolling shoes, which they claim enable people to walk 250% faster using wheels and an AI technology which learns how to match the rolling of these wheels with your gait. The shoes have 6 wheels on the bottom and can transition between a locked mode and rolling mode, which has a top speed of 13 kilometers per hour. The product is featured on Kickstarter with videos showing someone walking while rolling uphill. It is expected to cost $1,399.
シフトロボティクス社が普段より 250% 速く歩けるようになる靴を開発しました。これは電動のローリングシューズで靴底に6つの車輪が搭載されており、歩幅に合わせた転がり方を学習する AI 技術を使っています。足首を動かすことでロックモードとローリングモードが切り替え可能で、最高時速は13キロです。現在キックスターターで資金を募っており、坂道をローリングしながら歩く人の動画が紹介されています。予定販売価格は$1,399、およそ20万5000円です。
円安。
円安ね、$1,400が20万5000円、すごいですね。
It has paused a bit. I think maybe the BOJ didn't like anything north of 150 or something. But、
mm.
yeah. Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Do you want this?
あのローラースケートのもっといい版だよねローラースケートのもっと簡単版だよね。
They're very shoe-like though. They're like roller shoes、ね、
めっちゃ靴って感じ。でもこれ私転びそうって思っちゃった
<Yeah.
S 2> だから運動神経いい人はいいけど、これあとそのロックモードに切り替えがうまくいかなかった、これで階段降りるのかこれで階段降りるの怖いなとかでもいや便利は便利そうだよね。めっちゃスタスタスタスタ、
うん、
こう歩いてて、だから足が地面に設置してる時に車輪が動いてんだよね、
うん、
だからパッと見普通に歩いてるみたいだけど動く歩道乗ってるぐらいの感じでファーって進むみたいな。
Would you use these?
いや一回乗ってはみたい。でもこれで慣れちゃったらもう普通の靴なんて履けなくなりそうじゃない。おっそイライラするみたいな。
I think your don't your shoes go in these? Like you can still wear your like you can take these off and just walk with your shoes, right? I think these strap on to your shoes.
Ah, right. そっかそっか。
Yeah.
Yeah, so, when you take them off,
it's a really
like
long
irritated
flight of stairs, you might want to just take them off instead of risking your life.I don't know.
あの動画だとそれをオフィスについてこれをカチャンって外してパソコン使って充電してるみたいな映像があったけど、まあ便利そうだよね。なんか遅刻しそうな時とかさ。
Would they allow this in the train station in Japan, you think?
いやーダメじゃない。あれあのローラースケートとかインラインスケートって駅ってどういうルールなんだっけ？ダメなの？
絶対ダメ。
あ、ダメ？オッケー。あ、じゃあこれも絶対ダメじゃん。あ、でもさ、待って、子供がさ、履いてる、なんか、かかとに、うん、車輪ついてるやつあるじゃん？あれは別にいいことになってんだっけ？電車、駅とかって。
I think that's sort of a gray area. Like, they're not gonna, you know, take your kid's shoes off or something.
Right.
But if the kid is rolling around,
ああロールはしちゃダメって
they might get someone might say something.
これはかなりグレーだよね。これだってさ滑ってない、あの滑ってんだけど滑ってないじゃん。さらにあの
It looks like moonwalking but going forwards.
そうそうそう、だから行為だけを見たら別に本人は歩いてるだけで、あの子供の靴みたいにシューンって滑ってるわけじゃないから、
mm-hmm. Can you hear this zoo outside?
犬これ。
There's so much going on out there. I don't know.
なんかすごいよね最近マイケル宅の周りの騒音。
Is tomorrow a holiday or something? Like, I don't.
水曜日ですけど今。
They were blasting music across the street, and I went out onto the balcony. And at first I was annoyed, and then the DJ did this flawless transition, and I was like, damn.
感心した。
This guy's got skills.
しかも今あれじゃん、こっちサマータイム終わったから結構今もう夜でしょ全然。
うん、
何時今？8時40分。結構夜じゃん。これサマータイム不思議すぎるよちょっと。
You know, in Atlanta, they banned e-scooters after 9 p.m.
あ、そう。あ、まあ、暗いし見えないもんね。危ないから。
And traffic during large events increased by 37%.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of people were using e-scooters to get to and from events if they... You know, if it was going to be crowded, you don't really want to drive. You know, it's hard to find parking. But you could just take one of those e-scooters and drop it off somewhere.
じゃあもう e-scooter レーンが必要なんかね?
Well, it seems to alleviate the traffic quite a bit. And it's a more convenient, affordable option for a lot of people.
Bike lane と e-scooter lane combine しちゃダメ?
Well, there's no bike lanes.
Okay.
Do you have bike lanes in London?
London, あるとこもある。
More or less than Tokyo?
微妙だな。
There are bike lanes here, but they're dangerous. There's nothing physically separating you from the traffic. People park in the bike lane. So you're on a bike, you're in the bike lane.Someone is parked there. Now you have to go around a parked car into traffic. You know what? I'll just use the sidewalk. That's sort of what happens in Japan. Yeah. That's why everyone's on the sidewalk.
ミュンヘンとかね、すごいバイクレーンめっちゃ整備されてるなっていう印象だったし、すごいみんな自転車乗ってたけど、ロンドンは思ったよりいないかな。Yeah. まあ、車あんまいらないから結構みんな歩いてんだよね、多分。私が住んでるとこは。
Or they're riding that
e-scooter
wheel or with the pedals on the side.
Kickstarter って言うんだっけ？なんだっけ？
No,
kick scooter? Whatever it is.
電動キックボード。
キックボードか。
キックボード。
まあ名前がわかんない。
There's been so many different form factors of like sort of this personal electrified transportation.You know, with the hoverboards where your feet are next to each other on just like that. You know, the...
Yeah. まあでも、e スクーターよりはこの靴の方がまだぶつかった時のダメージは少なそうだよね。ぶつかられた方は。
Would you walk on the road then when you wear these? Or you're walking on the sidewalk?What if a future version of this has a top speed of like 80 kilo and you're just walking on the tome? You're just driving and you look over and this guy's just walking at 80 kilometers an hour.
やばい人じゃん。でもなんかこのビデオ見たらこの会社の人がさ、なんか未来ではどこでもがその walking distance になるはずだみたいなこと言ってて。その人どこに住んでる人なのか分かんないけど、どういう、まあ、そうどこに住んでるのかによるけどね、なんかよく分かんないけど。
Do you think any business might invest in this? You know, sort of like how, you know the fast food chain Sonic? It's like a burger chain.
Okay.
The Sonic is a drive-in rather than drive-through.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Fast food chain, and the servers at Sonic come outside wearing roller skates.
Oh.
And they roller skate over to your car, they take your order and do the transaction, they skate back.
まあだから黒猫ヤマトの人とかさ、その配達の人は、こういうの履いて、だ声の吐いてでもさらに配達させられるんだと辛いから、この声の吐くことによって休憩時間を増やすみたいな方向にしてほしいけどね。そう、これを吐いて1個でもより多く運ぶみたいになるともうさ、キリがないか怖い。
You need to think more like Bezos. How much faster can we deliver stuff?
I refuse. そしたらもう邪悪まっしぐらだよね。これをもう社員に吐かせることでいかにトイレにももう1秒でも早く済ませて荷物を運べみたいな。
Do you think this could become more popular than the bicycle? Like, where do you rank this invention? Maybe not this first version, but some sort of roller motorized shoes.
Yeah, だからロックモードとローリングモードの切り替えがもうちょっとこうなんか今こうなんか本当にムーンウォークみたいな足をグッてしないといけないみたいな感じにじゃん、mm-hmm. 動画見るとそれよりもうちょっとなんかサローな感じにできるとか重さがこれどんぐらいなのか分かんないけどとかによってはすごい流行ることも全然ありえるんじゃないだって便利そうだよね普通に
Would this annoy other pedestrians? I think it would annoy drivers because you don't expect this person to just float out into the street you know? Like, you don't see the shoes
そうねだからこれ履いて飛び出してこられたらもう恐ろしいよね早っこの人早っみたいな
Yeah.
いやまた角でぶつかるとか、まあ、なんかマイナスなことを考えれば全然いろいろ出てきそうだけど
I think what we're exploring here generally speaking is whether there is a mode of transportation for human beings that is better than the bicycle so the bicycle is sort of the pinnacle, right?
Yeah.
Of non, you know motorized like cars and stuff right so
yeah.
to move around on the sidewalk get somewhere that's relatively close but kind of far to walk the bicycle is number one right not
yeah.
the unicycle not the skateboard you know none of these other things but we're seeing the electric kickboard sort of compete with the bicycle now right we
yeah.
have electric bicycles and then we have the electric kickboardsAnd they're actually, the kickboard is actually competitive.
Yeah.
You know, so like what the future will look like partly depends on which invention is really gonna take hold. You know? I don't know if anyone, I mean, no one really knows the future of this, but.
Yeah.
I think the main problem with these roller shoes or whatever they're called is that the wheels are small.And so if you hit something while you're doing this moonwalk, you might fall down.
Yeah. 転んだ時痛そうだもんね。早く歩いてる分。それだけちょっとだからすごいそれこそ運動神経いい人だったらいいかもしれないけど、私みたいな人はめっちゃもう擦り傷まみれみたいになっちゃいそう。
You know, they developed this thing, like,This is like the fifth version or sixth version or something, and the rest were prototypes. You know,
right.
so like how many people died like making this product, right? Like if you're wearing like version two, like how scary was that, you know? That must have been so scary.
ただまあ持ち歩くのが大変そのスクーターとか、持ち歩くのがめんどくさいみたいな問題があるから、
ね、
階段それを持って階段登ったり降りたりとか、まあ、電車に持って入るのは禁止されちゃうとか、そういう意味ではこれだったら別にねそんなにバッキーではないから
Right
Yeah
You really want something like the size of your cell phoneYou just unfold it and you like stand
yeah.
on it and it just floats to where you want to go, right? So just sort of the ideal.
One more thing you need to charge って感じなんか。まあ、まあ、結構イヤフォンもさ、充電しなきゃいけないっていうのやっとギリ慣れてきたぐらいなんだけど私。忘れちゃうね。私携帯もさ、充電いつもギリギリで暮らしてるからさ。
Mm-hmm.
靴まで充電するってなるともうめんどくさいよねでしかもあ靴充電するの忘れてたやべえ会社間に合わないみたいなで普通に歩いてておっそ私おっそみたいな
Can't you just wear like a mobile battery and you just have like a cord that goes down your pants into your roller shoes
常に充電してるみたいなね
extended range, you know.
Yeah. 確かに。これ一回充電したらどんぐらいいけるんだろう?
I don't know. I mean, it's not officially, you know, for sale yet. So people haven't really gotten to review them. They're still looking for orders, pre-orders, and funding, I guess. It's cheaper than the Oculus Quest Pro, isn't it? Or are they about the same price?
あれいくらだったっけ?あ、忘れちゃった。
It's something around this price, isn't it?
同じくらいだったっけ?
Can you imagine wearing both?
You're just... 確かにね。
Because it has the pass-through mode, right?
Yeah.
So you could do that. You could wear the Quest Pro...And you could wear these shoes, and you're just rolling down the street.
Yeah, 危ない危ない危ない危ない。やばい人じゃん。文字起こしのテキストを同時にリリースしていると思うので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。バイリンガルニュース公式アプリで文字起こしのテキスト、あと英語表現解説読み放題できます。あと各エピソードごとに宿題を出しています。文法問題、リスニング問題、単語問題とかいろんな問題を出しているので、ぜひやってみて自分の理解度をチェックしてみてください。あとバイリンガルニュース .jp でグッズを販売しています。ぜひチェックしてみてください。
Thank you to everyone that bought a X マキナ、
X マキナトレーナー、猫星人トレーナー、ぜひ皆さん寒くなってきたのでよろしくお願いします。スポンサーをつけずに自腹で運営しているので、グッズやアプリなど気に入ったものがあったらぜひ使っていただけると番組の継続に大変助かります。皆さんありがとうございます。いつも、Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やっているので、そちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。